Jesus fought the greatest battle ever. There'll never be that great of a struggle ever than the one he fought. And it's his life is so powerful because pretty much he was born to die for us. And you think about that, it's like beyond. But he accomplished all that he was sent to do. And in that, his death and, of course, resurrection brought freedom to us. Now, that doesn't mean you've all experienced it, but it does mean, according to the word, that you have been freed. You have been freed. So the responsibility is I have to learn how to be free because I came out of how to be a slave. And in that life of slavery, I've been dictated to and told and believe all the things of the world. And then I come into this new home where Jesus says, I have made you free and you are free indeed. And now I'm looking at my life and going, I don't see the freedom because I didn't know the freedom. And if you don't know the freedom, you can't apply the freedom to see the freedom. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what he wants for us. He wants each one of us to understand that. The rough part of entering into this faith is the place of trying to find your way. And everything about finding your way, you're influenced by your past way. And that's what's so difficult because I see people that can get saved and born again, and they come in and they're like, bah! And then I see other people, they get saved, born again, and their past is so heavy that they come in like they're still bound. And see, that's the lie of the enemy. Because what he wants to do is he wants you to keep you in a position of, you don't deserve this. As long as he can do you, you'll never be free. It's a lie, people. The devil can't harm you. I'm telling you right now, he can't harm you. But he can get you to believe to harm yourself. But he can't do nothing. He can't do anything to you. But if you can believe him or his companions, his helpers, and you start believing them through his evil, steal, kill, destroy, he'll kill you. He'll ruin your life. So we don't want that, do we? Okay, so we're going to look at let's start off with 1 Timothy 6:12, all right? Because again, our nation become a nation, and we went into massive war. We receive Jesus, and we go into war. See, you're not in war when you're not a believer, a Christian. You're not at war because you're aligned with the enemy, and God's not warring with anyone. God gives an answer. He operated through Jesus. Now we have to receive him. God's not forcing anything. He's not at battle with us or with the world. For God so loved the world. Amen? So what happens is we're on Satan's team. And all of a sudden we get born again. We change teams. Satan's team's mad. And God's going, okay, you're on my team now. Now learn my rules. Learn how I do life. But Satan's team, they ain't giving up. They're like, no, we're not accepting that. And so the battle rages. Everybody say battle rages. That's what's happening. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Now, let me break it down because it's simple that Paul's speaking to Timothy and he's telling young Timothy, listen, you're in a battle, bud. The word of God through Paul's writing is speaking to us today. He's now speaking to you and he's saying, fight the good fight of faith. How many people in here, you've been in a fight before? Now, what would you consider a good one? The one you win, that's right. Not the one you got beat to a pulp in. Not the one that you just got smashed. No, the one where you walked away winner. That's a good fight. Okay, so what does Paul say? Fight the good one. Well, there must be a bad one. Why would he say good fight? Because there's a bad fight. So I want to line myself up with the good fight. So first of all, he says fight. Everybody say fight. Agonizomai is the Greek word. Agonizomai. 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 Agony is where we get the English word. How many all of a sudden you hear agony? Well, what's agony? Feel good? All you, this is good. Agony doesn't feel good, right? Struggle, pressure, pain. That's where we get the word. Now you have a different picture. So when they see agonizomai, they knew exactly. Now Paul's writing in a lot of military words, but they know exactly what he's saying. He's saying this fight is something that is not simple. It's not easy. There's going to be struggle. So he says, engage in conflict. That's, it's the straining and the warfare in battle. It's written in present tense, which really sucks. You know why? Present participle, because what the Greek is saying, add ing. Why, it's not one fight and over and yay, we win, it's done. No. Fighting. Everybody say fighting. So the battle's continuous. That's why I'm saying you got to wake up every day. Man, put those gloves on and say, let's do this. You want to go a few rounds with me? I'm ready. Because I'll resist. Everybody say resist. I'm going to resist whatever you... And the Bible says when you resist the enemy, he'll flee. And the picture in the language is scared, run away. Oh, the devil. Now remember, we said it's not the devil by devil himself. It's devil by definition. There are many devils. There are many demonic influences. There are people that operate under, quote, the devil. Even Jesus says, you're sons of the devil. That's pretty powerful, right? So that's what I want you to understand. It's the influence to get control of mind. That's what it's all about. Y'all got that? Actually, devil would be the good MO of Satan, how he operates, method of operation. You guys got this with me? All right. So he says, fighting the good fight. Now, the word fight is agon. It changes. It goes to agon. And agon means is the place of the fight. This is the place of the fight. So he says, fighting the good fight, the place, faith. So where's the place of the fight? Faith. Three of you. Come on, man. Where's the place of the fight? Faith. So he said, he's establishing fight. This is going to be this fighting the good fight. This is where it is, the place of faith. Faith is what? Faith is, what are the scriptures? Faith is... Okay, we got to, people are speaking in tongues right now. But isn't it, do you guys hear what I'm saying? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is substance of things hoped for. So Bible's saying faith, this place of expectation and belief, this specifically in this word, the good fight of faith is pistis. And that is the conviction, my belief. All right, it's still the root of faith. But what you realize is what you believe, what is your conviction through God's word, is what you're fighting for. And where's that battle at? It's right here in the mind. It's right here in the mind. So when you believe something, that's why. It's so important to understand when you gather together, the Bible says that the gathering is where the sower sows the word. So seeds are going out. When you recognize that the word of God is like a seed, and when you pay attention to the way God writes and how he's trying to get you to understand the revelation, he makes it simple. So when I show you a pack of seeds and we throw it on hard ground or concrete, it bounces on top. And if we walk away, the sparrows, the birds, they're gonna come in and take it right away. Once that seed's right there in clear view, it's gonna be gone. And that's what he says. Pay attention. He says, this is what happens. Now, you can look at yourself and go, I'm a believer. I love Jesus. That doesn't matter. There are some places in your heart, and there's nothing wrong with understanding it. In all actuality, to understand that is very helpful in your ability to grow. Because you cannot say, I'm a hard head in everything. No one's that bad. I mean, you could be close, but no one's that bad, right? I mean, we all been hard-headed in some areas, correct? So what happens is we understand that. So the seed, what is the seed? I'm speaking the word of God. I'm telling you what scripture is. I'm explaining to you different things in the Greek. So you can, I want you to know this. I don't want you just to read English translation and religionize a scripture. I want you to see it and feel it. I want you to recognize this is a position of, I got to get up and go to battle. And if it takes a little stress or anxiety that comes upon my life for doing the right thing, so be it. But according to scripture, I win because it's a good fight. And those are things we need to understand. Amen? So the battle's in the mind. Look at 2 Corinthians 10:3. 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh... Now, remember, these are translations. The reason why it says flesh is that it's tied close to the Greek word carne. And you know what that word is, right? Meat. So that's pretty much what it's saying. If you walk in the meat, in this, he's saying as a human being, okay? If you walk as a human being... Walking in human being, we all are born on this earth and we all walk. We have the same type of tendencies and actions and attitudes. Now, you can have different experiences, but it doesn't matter. The human nature is human nature, all right? So he says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to it or in line with how it operates. The way we used to do battle, the way we used to fight, the way we used to, you know... do what we had to do against an enemy or whatever. He says, we don't war that way. You don't war by attacking. You don't war by gossip. You don't war by division. You don't war by clicking. You don't war by pss, pss, pss. You don't war that way. You don't war that way. He says, we don't do that. We don't do that. He says what? For the weapons of our warfare, and that Greek word means the weapons of our campaign, The war we're fighting, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or through the natural ways, but mighty through God. Say mighty through God. That's powerful because that's literally God telling us in his word that he infuses us with his supernatural power. It's amazing. This is really cool. That we have the power of God, the dunatos, the powerful ability for pulling down. Everybody say pulling down. Pulling down, this word is powerful because it's not just like you're taking something and throwing it down. Your attitude is to pull it down to literally destroy it. Why am I making this clear? Why am I saying this? Because you need to know how aggressive you need to be with you because this is who we're talking about. And majority of people that are going to church or whatever, they're not doing any of this. And this is what the Bible's teaching us about a warfare, and we're not doing nothing. And then we want to do this again. Why, God, how come? It never hurts prayer and this and doesn't happen, and I want this and I want that, and nothing happens, and I don't know where you're at, and you listening to me, and we make all these reason excuses, and the Word of God's sitting there. We're fighting its people. We're arguing. We're out there just trying to deal with everything the way we used to, and nothing's happening. And God's going, you engage this way, and you can get some help. This scripture, by the way, is the number one most important scripture for anybody, anybody in here, out on this earth, out in live stream, out on YouTube, anybody listening to my voice. This is a scripture that will bring deliverance to you under the bondage that you've been in and you've never been able to get out of. This is it. You waiting for a wave of a magic wand ain't going to happen. You waiting for you know, God, some prayer that's going to get you free and just the prayer is going to take away everything. Ain't going to happen. That's not even biblical. You're waiting for some spiritual person to be able to deliver you. Ain't going to happen. And if you need a demon cast out of you, you're not even born again. So I'm not even talking to you. Do you understand that? A believer cannot be demon possessed. Now you can be oppressed because of what the scripture teaches. Why? Because we are taught that the enemy is trying to get control of the mind. How does he get control of the mind? By your belief. It's not his belief, it's your belief. Listen, his beliefs are his beliefs. But once you believe it, it's not his belief, it's your belief. Do you see? It's your belief now. And that is the robbery, and that's the deception, and that's the evil of the devil. And he's good at what he's done. And we know this, not only by the world, but even in churches. So our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God for pulling down, that means with force to destroy, strongholds. Akaroma is a picture of if we threw up like a big old gigantic fortress, you know, some old fortress or a big giant prison, that's exactly the picture. So when they're talking to them and reading this in the Corinthian church, they know what's happening, so I want you to see some massive, gigantic fortress. And then I want to see you inside that. See, a fortress is to keep you imprisoned, is to keep things from coming in or from you from getting out. That's a stronghold, to keep things from coming in and to keep you from going out free, to stay a prisoner. So the things that you're having difficulty overcoming, and you're doing everything you can, I just don't know how, because it's called a stronghold. And there's nowhere in scripture that says, and the pastor can go over and pray and deliver you from the stronghold. And I've seen churches have services pretending that that's something they can do. It's not true. That's why the majority of people that come up for that type of thing will come up the next time they do it, and the next time they do it, and the next time. Because God didn't show us in his word that's how you get delivered. He said, you must take authority. You must pull down the stronghold. You must cast down arguments. Now it says, you must cast down arguments. Casting down arguments is, again, it's present participle. Casting down arguments is continuous. You'll have so many opportunities to battle God's word. I have less opportunities than I did 10 years ago, than I did 10 years before that, than I did 10 years before that. Early on, just massive warfare and fight and a lot of losses. And as I continue to mature, continue to grow, continue to get the understanding of the word, all of a sudden I was like Superman, you know, it just bounced off me. Bullets. I'm spiritual Superman. But it took a process of time. What took a process of time? Physically? No. My knowledge of the Word of God. Thank God, because what does that say to you? No one can hold you back. Just you. You are a free-range hero right now. What are you going to do with this? See, this is what the Word of God does. It says, listen, son, daughter, I'm giving you the keys for your deliverance. Did he say, for the weapons of a tough life at the playground? Is that what he said? No, he said, battle, warfare, attacks, aggressive military language. Is that to scare you? No. It's to get you to understand that this is life, people. This is something you mess around with. This stuff, this is something that you, through the power of God, start going to battle with and quit messing around with it. Quit messing around with it. Because I've seen so many, hundreds and hundreds of Christians over the years go through these things and go through misery and everything and end up blaming God or blaming church and blaming everybody instead of following through with God said, here's your deliverance, son. Here's your deliverance, daughter. Right here, here's your deliverance. And people get, they're so weak. When are you physically weak? When you're wore out, but what else? What would cause you to become physically weak? Tired, hunger, not eating. You stop eating for a while, you become weaker, right? Why? Because we need fuel. And this is not an anti-fasting message. But what I'm saying is for us to physically be strong, we have to feed ourselves, correct? Is that a natural principle through the whole world? Yes. So there's no one on this planet that can say, yeah, I can go out all the time, 30, 40 days without eating, and I'm super strong. No, they're not. They're probably in, you know, some third world country and starving to death right now. The thing is we pay attention. We understand that if I'm going to be strong, I need to be eating the right food, the right spiritual food. And the Bible talks about God's word as food. Amen? So I need to eat, partake of that word. I need to chew on it. I need to get it in my body. Why? Because if I'm going to cast down logical thinking, and this is a problem. As believers, we tend to want to get logical instead of what does the Bible say? And this is probably one of the areas that I've had most contention with church people, especially leaders. I've had literally quite a few leaders over the years get mad at me because they want to talk, but they're mad because I will talk the Bible to them. And they will, and I'm not talking about one or two, I'm talking about many, many over the years. They will say, but you just will use the Bible. And I'm like going, you ought to thank God I'm just using the Bible. Because if you want a part of me, I will go off. And you'll never come back. I mean, it'll be devastating if you want my flesh. Because there ain't no grace or mercy in my flesh. But you want God's word. You don't want my opinion. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. And so many people, you know, they get frustrated or mad because you want to hear logic, but that's the natural emotional side of you. But the truth is you're a spirit being. And the spirit being is crying out for, I need to become the strongest part of who you are so we can get control of the soul and the body will line up. But until you do, you are going to be flip-flop and the body's owning you. The old nature, the old ways, the enemy. The scripture is very clear on how to get free from that. You got to pull down and destroy logismos, where we get the word logic. Why? Because it affects the word of God. There's no logic that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There's no logic in that. There's no logic that you're victorious, you're an overcomer. Are you serious? You can even pull up the receipts showing how bad you are, how many times you lose, what a loser you are. Every choice you make ends up to be a bad one. You can throw that logic up every day of the week, and God's still going to say, my word is more powerful than your logic. And if you continue to operate in your logic, you're going to continue to lose. So he said, don't mess around. Tear it down. Don't mess around. Tear it down. That's the Greek language. I just don't want to think this way. No! You got to get aggressive. Don't play with it. I remember a time where I'm sitting there wanting to overcome, wanting to have victory, and I can't figure out, why do I keep failing? Why do we keep failing? And I'm totally complete sincere with God. And going, what am I doing wrong? Everything I don't want to do, I do. And it's just like this frustration. I'm going, and I know the word, and I'm following the word. I'm following this principle. I'm doing this principle. And I got to this place where I'm going, God, I just can't handle it anymore. I need your wisdom. I need help. And finally, it's almost like he said, and it wasn't that he said this, but in here I just felt, shut up. Now, it probably was him, but either way. And so I'd stop myself, and just through the wisdom and knowledge of God, that just the things I know, they were interfered with because I was processing me and what I wanted to overcome. And my whole focus was continually wanting to overcome it so bad that I was in fear that I was going to not overcome it. And the battle was totally constantly in the battle. And God said, you're doing what you're believing. And I realized my warfare was my warfare of how I was trying to work this thing out. And I realized, wait a minute. That's right. I cannot give the process life. If I keep thinking about it and saying, I don't want to do this, I won't do this, and I can't do this, and I won't do this, and I'll stop doing this, and I won't do this, and I'm every day going, I'm not going to, I won't, then there's no victory in that. None. And once I realized that, I went, my goodness. And it's always, God, you're so smart. You know, it's just, but it's always there. We can get in the way because we're so aggressive emotionally that we feel we gotta just overdo it or just, and God's going, that's not my walk is. My walk's not about that. My walk's in the ability to rest, to believe. And then once you get to that place, you're like, oh my gosh. And then all of a sudden, you're not thinking about, I won't, and I can't, and I'm not. You're now thinking about, I'm free. I am free. And it's not like I got to say that next day or the next day. No, you're free. And all of a sudden, you're free. But it's not that you finally get it, because you already have it. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. And Jesus set us free. The moment you said, Jesus is Lord, I receive you, you have become free. Now, I know it's like a difficult subject for most people, but it is the truth. And that's why he said, ultimately, now that's it, listen, I never said this was an overnight thing in me getting an understanding of how to cast down logical thinking. There are times when I still got to cast down logical thinking because the logical thinking ain't working. So I've learned quicker than I used to, that I'm not going to spend a lot of time when I've already not figured out I can't do it. So I'm just like going, I need God's wisdom. And ultimately, there it is. Ooh, it comes. And that's where I want us all to walk. Amen. I want us to have victory. I want us to win. You guys want to win with me or not? It's time for us to win. It's time for, if you haven't watched Level Up, you need to put down the 6 hours you already messing with your phones and add in Level Up. Because I'm telling you right now, what I talked about, it will benefit you and bless you greatly. Think about how many hours, and don't play. It's this story, it's a statistic you can't hide from. It's like you go to Vegas, majority, I don't care who you are, you're gonna lose. And it's amazing how many people go to Vegas and they all won. Oh yeah, dude, I won. You're a liar. I mean, that's a statistical fact. I mean, you can't hide it because it's shown. You don't win. And when few do, they end up losing anyway. But it's a losing battle. That's why it's called gambling. All right? But that's what happens is people, it's already a proven thing in the United States. On phone alone, over 4 hours a day. Everybody. Now I know y'all want to hide that. You want to, that's not me. Yeah, whatever. You want to lie to yourself. But you got time. Now, I didn't say you're doing naughty or you're doing bad or what you're looking at. I didn't say that. Did I say that? Okay, don't get guilt on your face. But you already know you're on that thing. I didn't say it was good or bad. I'm saying you already know. So you know you have time. You'll put some good stuff in there that'll help you. That's all I'm asking. You think you're going to be a successful believer just coming to church and hearing this one time and the rest of the week you don't listen to nothing? I'm going to tell you, you won't. I mean, I love you and I hope the best for you. I'm going to tell you, but you're not going to. You're going to continue to lose. You're going to continue to get knocked down. You're robbing yourself of your destiny. That's what it comes down to. God is such a greater life for you. But if you don't enter into what he has for you, you're just not going to get it. It's a personal walk. You know, it would be great if it was team, then we could blame, you know, the goalie, right? We can blame someone, but it isn't that way. It's personal. So you got to look at your life. Can we do that? So he says, cast down logical thinking. And then he says this, and this was early on I thought, what does this mean? But I know now. But he says, cast down logical thinking and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I thought, what is a high thing? And when you look at the Greek language, it clarifies what it is. It literally means high-minded or people that are so arrogant and prideful that they will literally lift their belief or their opinion higher than what God's word says. People do that in church. I've done it before because this is the type of people that we were. This is how our past is. And we will literally elevate ourselves into, I came here to get some help from you. All you're going to do is teach me the word. High-mindedness, arrogance that you're greater or above the word of God. And what did he say? Casting down arguments and completely pulling down to destroy a high-minded, high opinion of yourself that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Your ways are not better than God's ways. Amen? Are y'all with me? You still love me. Bringing every thought into captivity. Now, what is that word? That literally is the Greek word for a Roman soldier with a weapon. Okay, so they use swords, spears, but with a weapon in the enemy, his back or wherever, leading him into captivity, into the prison, or to death. So when you take that picture, you're seeing the picture of a soldier in control of the enemy, but ready to kill him instantly if he tries to get away. You follow me on this? Take every thought I remember hearing that, it was a little disturbing, but I thought, what am I going to do if I'm taking every thought captivity? Should I have chocolate or vanilla ice cream? It's every thought. But that's what Christians do, you know, believers do when they get into wacko land. You know, it's like praying always. They go, I don't have time to pray always. You have time to pray always, just like you have time to talk always. How am I going to pray at work? Well, how do you talk your crud at work? How do you talk your this at work? You'd be talking about games. You'd be talking about the World Cup, and you're working your job. That's how you talk. That's how you pray. Do you see what I'm saying? See, it's again the way you try to manipulate truth from God's truth. I can't do that. How could I ever do that? And you do it right now. No one doesn't not do that. Everybody does it. So here we look at this and it says, bringing every thought. Well, what? He's talking about what we just talked about. He's talking about the things that are holding you back, the things that are robbing you, the things that are stealing you, the things that are just totally against what God's word says. Gosh, I'm such a stupid idiot. Is that what God says about you? No, is that what God says about you? Well, why are you still saying and believing? Because you ain't in warfare right now. You letting the devil live in your house. It's the same thing with, if you read the story of David and Goliath, you know where they're fighting? In their house, in Israel's house. That's their land. And the enemy's encamped in their land. And there's a giant speaking trash in their land. They shouldn't be in their land. We want to look at the whole story, but we're not even thinking about the very beginning of the story. And they encamped in the backyard of Israel. How many of you have a house with a backyard? How many of you are going to let some evil, some robber, some thief, some evil person come and camp out in your backyard and say, that's okay. We're believers. That's okay. As long as they don't bother me, it's okay. How many are going to let them do that? Not one of you will. Not one of you will. You're going to take care of that right away, right? You or the police, but you are going to take care of that. Is that not true? That's what's happening. The enemy went to Walmart, got a tent, and moved right into your head and popped that tent up. And you're going, well, you know, I guess I deserve it. I'm just not good enough. We got to stop this. Man, I can emotionally get very aggressive about this only because I know what this is about. I got the emotion, I got the feeling, I got the experience, I got the journey, and it hurts, and I know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about something that I got opinion on. I know this. I know that I know this. So I'm speaking with that intensity, but I can't do it for you. Wish I could, but I can't. I need you to get this way with yourself. It'll make you better. Yeah, you fill in the blank. I want to be a better wife, husband, father, mother, whatever. You fill in the blank. This will make you better. The word will make you better. Do you understand that? So once you start realizing this, you'll be engaged with the freedom that Jesus has come to set us free with. Amen. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. He wants you free, people. He wants you free. Four truths to remember, and there's no way, hopefully, maybe there is, but if not, we will cover them another time. We're at war. Remember, Paul proclaimed 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight of faith. Paul's about ready to go. He's about ready to end his ministry, and he says this, I have fought the good fight. I have fought the good fight. He didn't say, I have raised up many churches. I have won many to the Lord. I have wrote many letters of help to the churches. None of that. He doesn't, what did he say? He says, I have fought the good fight. Not I have traveled for Jesus. I have preached for Jesus. I have fought the good fight. That's what is, he has all these other things he's done, but he's trying to get you to understand. It's because I believe the 2 Corinthians 10. It's because I operate in casting down. He did not do this. He did these things. He took authority over them. Man, if you understand just how Paul communicated about his past, you would understand he was at the highest level of religious ideology, trained in it with one of the best teachers. I mean, he was like, I am top of the top. You can't tell me he didn't have a battle. He's not Jesus, he's Paul, who was Saul, who was killing Christians and throwing parties after the fact. Oh, he was casting down vain imaginations. He was casting down his high opinions or feelings, and he was taking authority over them. And what did he have? He had strength and supernatural empowerment because he was in Christ. And he got it. He understood it. Do you guys follow me on this? Paul could get victory and win. We can get victory and win. No longer church. It's time to come to church with expectation. This is the hope you've wanted and needed. This isn't, okay, let's do this and let's accomplish this and let's go 20 days of fasting and let's do that. You want to do all that? That's good. Do all that. But I'm going to tell you, you start putting this to work, it'll start working for you. Amen? Why did he speak this out? He wants us to have the revelation. 2 Corinthians 10, we just were reading these things. Our battle is not against people, but against lies, strongholds, pride, arguments, wrong patterns in our life. We've got to, whatever it is that we know, this got to go. We got aggressive with it. Get aggressive with it. He didn't say, wrestle weeks about it. That's what I was doing, and I realized I ain't getting help. God didn't use that term. First Peter 2:11 says, the flesh lusts which wars against the soul. When you are allowing your body, your physical body, and I'm talking about the nature that's in this, when it is out of control, not under control, it will always lean to steal, kill, and destroy of your life. That's what you have to understand. Here it is, this whole nature, if it's not submitted to the Spirit, which the only way it can be is through the position of the soul. You have to understand, your spirit, who you are, as you're a spirit. You are pure, you are completely perfect. God dwells with you. You're one with God. You can't get better. You're seated with God right now. That's the spirit area. So this isn't about the spirit part. It's about the ability to keep the soul in line with all that information. The simplest way to understand that is the new birth. Birth or new birth. The birth of the child, the relationship, the life, everything about that child is the receiving of information continuously in that child's life, and as it grows in life, it grows with the knowledge and information and applies it. That's a pure natural picture of it. It's the same all over this earth. Being born again is that same picture. Receiving information or the food of the word of God, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Suck on that baby bottle of the word of God. eat the Gerber's Junior food that's the Word of God. Grab that hamburger of the Word of God. Do you see what I'm saying? You grow up to those points of eating specific things, but it's the Word of God that becomes your food. Why? Because that is not for the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit's in the Spirit. Everything perfect's in the Spirit. It's for the soul. The Spirit aligns with the information. Why? Why is it so important? Because you can't receive it if you're spiritually dead. When you're spiritually alive, your eyes are open. You can receive it. Do you follow me? This isn't a spirit thing. It's the ability to get all the spiritual things that are already belong to you. You have God faith in you. You're not waiting for it. It's not coming. You already have it. Just like I taught in Level Up, you need to listen to it. But the point is this. Your spirit is trying to get to position of, it's me. It's who you are. The soul needs to line up, but it has to be the same exact way as natural birth. I have to train up the soul. Why? Because the soul is involved in life here on earth. Once I'm in heaven, it doesn't matter. But as long as I'm here in this body, it matters. Do you follow me? All right. So it's so important to understand that. You got the flesh lust, which war against the soul. The Word of God says this. I know it says this. And then the flesh like going, nah, don't listen to it. Do it later. And I'm sure y'all have heard that one. Do it later. You know you need to do something good. Nah, do it later. You know how that works, right? Because later will be the next day and you're like going, nah, I'll wait till the next week. Oh, you know what? I'll just wait till, I'll start Monday. Monday's perfect. It's a new week. And then all of a sudden Monday comes, you go, ah, the first of the month. It's like perfect. 30 days, first of the month. And then you get the first of the month. It's like, oh man, we got what holidays are going on? And then we got a couple birthdays. Do you understand that's how it goes? I'm telling you people, it won't stop. You gotta and say, enough is enough. I don't care. I'm not putting up with this, because that one day is gonna turn into 1 year and you're gonna go, could you imagine where I would be if I stayed faithful for a year? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? And that's the problem, people, because every year comes around and it's the same thing. Could you only imagine? I'm done with only imagine. I'm ready for the Word of God to be put to use in my life right now. And I think that's all I need to do this morning. I think you received enough, right? We're all going to get something good, amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your Word. We love your Word. We love everything about it. Yeah, there's a battle. And there's a difficulty. There's an enemy. There's the nature, the old nature. There's all kinds of things that are fighting us from getting this, but we're putting our foot down. God's Word wins. I'm submitted to the Word of God. The opinion of God and His Word is all I need. So, Father, I thank you for impacting our lives with the Word. I thank you that we don't leave here the same. That because of it, we're already got change in us. We already have revelation of the Word that has enlightened us in understanding of how a lot of these things are working. So we've got ammunition in the gun right now. And we're gonna start using it for our success to overcome, because that's your desire for us, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All right. Love you guys. You have an awesome day today.